News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. So yeah, it's 4:35 p.m. Some of you folks are already in drive home mode. You had a 3-day weekend, and this is it just me, or does it throw everything off? I mean, like this morning, I had to take the trash out, and I was like, is it trash day? I don't even know. I mean, does it throw you off?
I'm already thrown off. Yep.
I'm thinking, okay, I've got to, I can't do that today. Okay, I've got to, I'm sitting here wearing lawyer clothes because I had to do some lawyering this morning and just stuff that I'm like, it, one day off just seemed like it made the difference. But anyway, but it was the right kind of day off. I wrote a piece that came out, by the way, I'm going off on an aside here, but I wrote a piece that came out in 1819 News yesterday. I hope you had a chance to see it. That literally talks about why we should never forget those who paid the ultimate sacrifice. And it was one of those that I knew when I wrote it, I told Charlene, I said, I will not be able to read this on the air. I just can't. But it had emotion attached to it. But it literally talks about, the generations of my family who all came home, and yet me also knowing personally those who didn't. And how grateful I am, not only wanted to come home, but how appreciative I am of those who paid the ultimate sacrifice. And I think it's important that we do more than just say we're going to always remember. We have to be far more imperative and say we will never forget. So I hope that Memorial Day was more for you than just a day off. Hope it was more than just a day to spend time with friends and feel a sense of patriotism because we have a country that honors our veterans. I hope it was a day when you truly did pause for a second and find that person, that moment, that maybe somebody whose family you know, maybe you don't know anybody personally, but just choose to never forget the sacrifices made. Okay, let me jump over to the next thing on the list. Well, I tell you what, first of all, before I do that, I got to tell you this, though. Just Love Coffee Cafe, they have been with us now for months. What a great team member. I love these folks. And one of the things that I do love about them, aside from the fact that they serve great coffee, I mean, here I was talking about, remembering our veterans and doing great things. Let me tell you, Just Love Coffee Cafe is more than just a coffee shop. It's more than just a place to get great sandwiches and wraps and breakfast and all the things that go with it and the cappuccinos and the coffee and all. They've got all of that. They got great atmosphere. They got a place to hang out, use their Wi-Fi, meet your friends. But one of the things that I love about having them as a team member is they're an organization that is compelled by their own mission statement to do things for their community that go way beyond serving food. You're going to find that they are constantly doing things to benefit local charities and to support local schools and to do the things that basically, good citizens do. So Just Love Coffee Cafe, I hope you'll support them for no other reason than just the fact that they love this community and want to give back. I hope you'll give back to them by supporting what they do. But at the same time, the coffee and the food is great. So yeah, Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison and South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. So worth going by. Hughes Road in Madison, out by City Hall, South Memorial Parkway, down there by Whole Foods, Just Love Coffee Cafe. And tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, now I'm going to number three on the triple dipper. Going to spend a little time too close to call. Man, let me tell you something. So there's a guy named State Senator Tom Watley down in Lee County, Auburn area. State Senator Tom Watley got elected same time I did. He's been down there for three terms. So he got elected in 2010. He just finished his third. He's finishing his third term. But State Senator Tom Watley, the incumbent, who is now the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, one of the most powerful committees in Montgomery, appears to have lost his race by one vote. Folks, don't tell me. Don't tell me your vote doesn't count. Don't tell me it won't matter if you go to the polls or not. Woo! Can you imagine? Watley spent over $1 million. I'm told he spent like $1.2 million on his race. $1.2 million trying to beat some. He was the incumbent Republican. Trying to beat the the Republican local city councilman from Auburn who decided to run against him, who felt like maybe Whiteley wasn't as conservative as he should be. Or anyway, the reality is this. It appears that after provisional ballots were counted today that Tom Whiteley has lost by one vote. Now, I have a friend, and I was actually her attorney in the challenge to this particular race, the election outcome, who lost a city council race by one vote, who found out later on that two of her friends had gotten busy that day and forgotten to go to the polls, a husband and wife. Can you imagine? Can you imagine realizing that forgetting to go to the polls that day might have made the difference in your friend getting elected to the city council? I mean, oh, how painful. Well, I have a friend years ago, Jay Holland, spent a lot of years in radio. Jay Holland ran for the state house, lost by one vote. Well, here we are again. And it appears that literally, when it all came down to canvassing today, that Tom Whiteley, state senator from Lee County, is from what I'm seeing, the reports are coming out now that after canvassing has lost by one vote. So here's the deal. Today's canvassing. The Tuesday after the election, 7 days after Election Day, at midday, state law requires that the votes be certified. And the way that works is they meet, they examine the votes, and they examine whether or not they have provisional ballots that were cast, and they have to count those. They examine whether they have military ballots that were cast that have not yet been counted. They have to count those. They pull them all together. They count the votes. They add them to the counts that came from the voting machines. If there are any challenges to those provisional ballots, they can be challenged, but they sometimes are actually thrown out on the spot because they recognize that there's no ID, there's no verification, there's an improper address. So those things can happen on the day of canvassing, but canvassing is when they canvass the vote, if you will, and they have to certify and sign off, and the local party has to sign off, local Democrat, Republican parties have to sign off on the county votes, and then the state party has to sign off on the state votes. So in Etowah County, we had multiple people who found out on Election Day that they were not properly listed by the Board of Registrars in the right districts. Can you imagine? I told you last week about a guy who went to the polls who had been denied the right to run for the seat, who then found out he was voting on the seat because he was in the district. He had been denied the right to run for it because they said he wasn't. And he's like, wait a minute, what gives? Well, that started the whole thing, let me tell you. And so in Etowah County, they had to go through all the processes of double-checking because at redistricting, the registrars had done a crappy job. And literally, I don't know the number. I'm hearing there could be as many as 1,000 people that were listed in the wrong Senate, or excuse me, House districts. That's amazing. Well, the total review of those, though, does appear that at best, maybe 122 of those actually cast votes. So the ones who didn't cast a vote that day weren't affected. Everybody who cast a vote, even if they were in the wrong district for certain races, still got to vote for their statewide races like governor and lieutenant governor and U.S. Senate and all that. So they weren't disenfranchised. They were not denied the right to vote. However, their vote might have been cast in the wrong place. 122 of them. One of those legislative races had a spread of 85 in Etowah County. It appears, though, that race, when they counted the provisionals and they checked everything out, there was not enough to overturn the result. However, at the county level in Etowah County, I'm hearing that right now, two Democrats, we have very few Democrats in Etowah County. It's an entirely red county. I used to be the party chairman for Etowah County. We flipped that county entirely red, with the exception of one county commission seat. That's it. In the entire county, state legislative, sheriff, all of the county commissioners, except for one. The local school boards, all of it, except for one seat. There are two Democrats right now whose votes are so close that I'm hearing that legal challenges may be mounting up as we speak. I talked to one candidate from Etowah County the other day who told me that he had already retained an attorney just in case there was a challenge needed. And I talked to somebody else who was there today at canvassing in Etowah County, and they said that literally candidates were there with their attorneys to watch the canvassing today. It's that close. It is too close to call on some things. I got a story here. Where's that story? Let me pull it back over here real quick. I got a story here that came off of AL Today. Alabama Today pulls together the fact that several Alabama legislators lose to primary challengers, and one of the first things they point out is, of course, Tom Whatley, who was, you know, waiting to see. But then you had incumbents who were defeated, like Representative Republican Joe Faust down in Fairhope. He's a 20-year veteran of the House, was defeated by a newcomer named Jennifer Fiddler. Republican Representative Dickie Drake down in Leeds was defeated by Susan DeBose. Republican Representative Tommy Haynes of Bryant was defeated by Mike Kirkland. Republican Representative Prancy Robertson was defeated by Ernie Yarbrough. We had Ernie on the show the other day. And Democrat Representative Ralph Howard of Greensboro was defeated by Curtis Travis. And then we have Republican Representative Gil Isbell in Etowah County is trailing Mac Butler, but they were waiting to see how the canvassing came out today, although I am told that there is no change. And then you also have too close to call in other places around the state. Folks, what I'm telling you is this. Every single vote counts. And wow, can you imagine a state Senate race where you spend over $1 million and you lose by one vote? That's epic. All right, Copper, move us to the last break of the day. We'll come back from that and wrap this day up. I know, Copper, like, wow, right? Anyway, we'll come back and talk about it here in a minute. And tomorrow we got a good show already getting laid on for you. Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. So we're wrapping up the day here, folks. It is 4:54 p.m. I know a lot of you guys are already out there on the road. Hey, just you know, thank you for your veterans who have spent time serving our nation. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And thank you, by the way, to those of you who lost someone along the way. Memorial Day is far more than a holiday. Memorial Day is actually a day of remembrance. And so we thank you for that. We do thank you for that. Hey, speaking of veterans too, let me just tell you, I love having veterans as team members here at Right Side Radio. One of those is Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, I like to call them your one-stop shop for all of your heating and air conditioning needs. And Vandy's is, in fact, owned by James Vandergrift, who is a veteran of the war in Afghanistan himself. It's a veteran-owned, locally-owned small business, HVAC company that services the Huntsville, Madison, and all the surrounding areas. And they are like your one-stop shop for all your HVAC needs, whether it be repairs, installation, servicing. They've got it all. And they can do it gas or electric systems. And the cool thing is they're open 6 days a week. 6 days a week. Goes out on a Friday. They can be there on a Saturday. You're not sweating all weekend long. Well, folks, listen, here's how you reach them. 256-225-7311. That's 256-225-7311. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio, and we would certainly appreciate it. All right, lots of doings going on in the world of state politics. Didn't spend a whole lot of time on it because some of those races are kind of baked in. One of the ones I have not seen a result on yet is, I know, and we got to get him on the show sometime soon, that Ben Harrison is running for state house up here in North Alabama, and he's got, you know, it's unknown as to who his runoff is going to be with because the number two place was too close to call. So we'll be trying to track that down. If somebody knows, you're welcome to text me right now. I'd love to hear it. But that being said, every vote counts. So over the last few days, because of that Etowah County thing and watching those races and talking, I've been talking to lots of folks in the situation with Tom Whatley down in Lee County. It's amazing. And you got to have confidence that your vote counts. Well, when you see it come down to one, you know. I mean, there's no way around it. Your vote counts. And you look at it and go, if I didn't vote, I could have changed the whole election. By the way, do not forget that in, oh gosh, what year was the year of the Bush-Gore campaign? 2000? Yes, it was 2000. Because we had, it was because 9/11 happened, you know, in his first year in office. So the 2000 election, Bush-Gore, we didn't know who the president of the United States was going to be until a month after the election. Why? Because in one county, Dade County, Florida, it was too close to count. And the electoral votes from Florida were going to be the determining factor. Think about this. In all of the millions of votes cast around the United States, everything came down to one county in one state where they literally had, because they had kind of a jacked up system where you poked a piece of paper with, you know, a sharp object to signify your vote. Well, okay, that's cool. But no one ever knew what a hanging chad was. Well, apparently what they had to do on votes that couldn't be processed right up front by the machines, they had to go back by hand and look at every single one of them and try to determine, did someone poke that paper? Is that a thread? What is it we're looking at here? Is that a real hole? Is it a true hole? Did they poke it twice? What is this? And the little pieces of paper that hang off the back where you poked it, they were called hanging chads. And they were literally calling hanging chads. The entire world waited to see. And lo and behold, I believe that the presidential election came down to something like 560 votes in one county, in one state, and George W. Bush became the president. And we didn't even know. We had no idea until literally over a month after the election. That's just crazy. But that's a clear sign that you got to go to the polls and do your thing. All right, we're coming up on a primary runoff now. And we got some major races, U.S. Senate, Congress. We got some runoffs in state legislative races. We got the state auditor, the state secretary of state. So yeah, coming up this month or this next month, June, we're looking at a runoff on major races. Do not think for a minute your vote won't make a difference. Every vote counts. All right, folks, what a great show. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. Copper and I back here again tomorrow at 2. Y'all have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow.